A few months ago, I watched the Golden Globe Awards out of Los Angeles. And one line in an acceptance speech by one of the winners, whose name I did not capture, has stuck with me. "Rejection is redirection," she said. With these words, she described how the many instances of rejection that she had endured in the course of her film career had helped to redirect her efforts and focus, leading to the momentous winning of the Golden Globe Award. For me, those words, "rejection is redirection," embody the struggles and experiences of the venerable Father Augustus Tolton, whose legacy we mark today. Father Tolton felt called to serve Christ and the church as a priest, but as we are told, no diocese in the country would accept a black man into the seminary at that time. He was rejected on account of his black African race and the fallout of the tragedy of slavery. He was rejected by men. But God had a different plan for him. And he did his utmost best to cooperate with God's plan. Rejected by men, but chosen by God. Father Tolton did not let any of the obstacles along his path derail him from his goal of becoming an ordained priest. He maintained his gaze on the Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith, as we read from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. He refused to give up in the face of life's struggles, and he has become for many of us an enduring example of perseverance, hope, and a solid trust in God's providence. Becoming the first priest of African descent in the year 1886 and being sent to work among a people, some of whom did not want to accept him, was no small feat. His life story reminds us that when you feel rejected by people placed in your path for whatever reason, God always has a plan and a purpose that can turn things around for his good. Because of his sacrifices and pioneering light, the American Catholic Church can now boast of an African-American cardinal, several black bishops and priests, nuns and deacons, many lay faithful who are living out their Christian dignity and vocation within the Catholic Church. We are told that with the help from some good and open-minded priests and nuns in Quincy, Illinois, Father Tolton was aided and redirected to proceed to Rome, to the Pontifical Urbanian University in Rome, to pursue a training for the priesthood. It is said that following the required 6 years of study at that time, Father Augustus was ordained a priest with his class on Easter Vigil, April 24th, 1886, at St. John Lateral Basilica in Rome. After his ordination, the authorities in Rome initially thought of sending Father Tolton on missionary work to Africa on account of his race. As Father Tolton himself recalled, quote, "It was said that I would be the only priest of my race in America and would not likely succeed. But Cardinal Giovanni Simeone in Rome said, America has been called the most enlightened nation. We will see if it deserves that honor. If America has never seen a black priest, they will see one now," unquote. And so with these prophetic words, the assignment orders for Father Tolton changed from someplace in Africa to his hometown, back to Quincy, Illinois, in the Diocese of Alton. Given all the difficulties he faced, I wonder if Father Tolton had a premonition that he was destined for a mission greater than himself, and so he was not going to let his pride, sense of comfort, or ego get in the way. At least, I wonder, did he know that his sacrifices would have such far-reaching impact, leading to an establishment of a cause for his canonization, or having a brand new school named after him here in Columbia, Missouri, the diocese of his birth, over a century after his death? My hunch is that, like many great men and women whom we revere and venerate in our tradition, Father Tolton was just a simple and humble man trying to do his best to walk with Jesus. He was only a disciple of Christ, seeking companionship and fellowship on the way to Emmaus. And Jesus showed up and walked beside him, raised him up to be a sign of hope and contradiction in the society in which he lived. He was certainly a man with an attitude of the Beatitudes at a time when life for people of his race was literally pure hell due to the societal dictates of that era. Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 to 10, provides us with a series of blessings in the Sermon on the Mount, outlining the true character of the citizens of the kingdom that Jesus had come to establish. True citizens now are known through their conduct and display of virtues like humility and mercy, peacemaking, endurance in the face of hardships, persecution, and a radical love that is contrasted with worldly values. Father Tolton, from an earlier age, discovered his need for God, and he set out to live out that relationship with God. And for someone like him to step out the way he did, to sign up to serve the Lord in the church, in the ministerial priesthood, only points to God's hands in choosing him to be a shining example of faith and humility to the people of his time and to generations to come. But how was he able to surmount those difficult years of training and hardships in ministry? Where did he get the resilient spirit to remain and to endure? We say that when God calls us to embark on a mission, he gives us what it takes to accomplish the task in God's own time and in God's own way. And so Father Tolton was chosen from among many to be a light in the darkness, a bearer of God's love and mercy for generations on end. You and I have the same opportunity that Father Tolton had to respond to Christ's invitation to step forward with hearts on fire for the resurrected Christ and be sent in his name into a world in need of healing, to live out the gospel values no matter the cost. Like the disciples on the way to Emmaus, we have now recognized him in the breaking of the bread. And we must let our lives and our hearts be transformed by the risen Christ. From Father Tolton's life story, we learn perseverance and humility, deep faith and unwavering hope when faced with trials and challenges on our own journey to Emmaus. Like him, and in the words of St. Paul, may we learn to say that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Romans chapter 8, 38 to 39. The great Father Augustus Tolton is currently on the path to a formal recognition as a saint in the Roman Catholic tradition, and is currently declared venerable. There is no doubt that celebrations such as these, as well as the public dissemination of his life story and legacies, will lead many to the graces and blessings that flow through his love, his service, and many sacrifices. I applaud the efforts of the organizers of this annual memorial event here in our community. We must continue to publicize his life story and offer prayers to God through his advocacy and intercession. Bishop Peary of the Archdiocese of Chicago has composed a beautiful prayer for the canonization of Father Augustus Tolton, which is available on the Archdiocese of Chicago's website. And since he was born and baptized here within our diocese, we must continue to take ownership of his legacies and enlighten the world on what God can do through us, even in our weakest and most vulnerable moments in life. Having a school named here in Missouri, in Columbia, after him is certainly a great tribute to his memory. The Emmaus experience from today's gospel reminds us that sometimes, as disciples, we do not recognize the presence of Jesus in our midst. Sometimes we may feel lost and confused and hopeless in the face of life's struggles and challenges. But during all of that, Christ is with us. He walks with us through the many questions in our lives. He is recognizable to us in scriptures and in the Eucharist, in the breaking of the bread. The highest honor of Father Tolton was to be ordained a priest to serve God's people by teaching and explaining the Word of God and by making present at the altar the greatest mystery of our faith, Jesus Christ present with us and recognizable to us through the miracle of transubstantiation. May the life and memories and legacy of Father Tolton continue to draw us closer to God and to each other, united in charity and faith and the firm experience of the blessings of the resurrected Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.